The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I question this hour, who plays the fear card better than the military-industrial complex? If you answer the medical-industrial complex, ding, 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 you win a prize. Actually, the information we provide to you is prize-worthy. This hour, once again, 10-year anniversary since Chris Barr connected with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's not a doc. He's a nutritional historian. He's awesome. We love him. We appreciate him. And he's with us this hour as well. Chris, welcome back, my friend.
Yes, welcome back. Happy anniversary. It's great to be back, Robert.
Yep, and if you missed any of last hour, we covered some issues with chromium pretty intensely, including the relation to diabetes and heart disease, preventing heart disease. We're going to go more into the whole food nutrients, the minerals in food form, and what they're going to do to prevent something that this woman clearly was not aware of. Now, this story comes from down under. We got a lot of listeners in Australia. Headline says, a woman who removed her breasts and ovaries after discovering she has the BRCA1 gene mutation is, guess what? You know it, now battling cancer. They call it ovarian cancer, even though she doesn't have ovaries. The question is, if you remove all of the offending body parts, supposedly, like breasts and ovaries, what's left to remove? I asked the question on the break, and our board op, Scott, said her brain, which tells you how plugged in and keyed in anybody tapping into the Robert Scott Bell Show is understanding this, because the fact is, your breasts do not cause breast cancer. Your ovaries do not cause ovarian cancer. And removing them, no matter what gene mutation they claim you have, is a lunatic thing to do. But then again, the proverbial lunatics are running the proverbial asylum, modern medicine, the medical monopoly in directing women to do this. It's butchery. It's horrific. It's another medical holocaust. And we're going to reverse it this hour with Christopher Barr. So, Chris, what is this scare of the BRCA gene mutation? What is it really? Because we know genes don't cause cancer.
Well, 40 years ago, researchers made a list of the 27, what they called the industrialized nations, America, Mexico, Canada, European nations, Japan, so a few others that were thrown in there. And they listed them according to selenium blood level, 1 through 27, and they found a direct inverse proportional ratio with cancer. In other words, Japan, that had and still has the highest blood level of selenium, had the lowest level of breast cancer. The number two nation, and I don't remember all the other nations in order now, but the number two nation had the second lowest cause of breast cancer. Till you got down to the other end of the spectrum, where the United States was not 27th, but close to it. And they were in exact order. The more selenium you have, the less cancer you have. And this one was specifically a breast cancer study. And the less selenium you have, the more breast cancer you have. This shouldn't have been surprising, by the way, because we have studies going back to the 19-teens, 1920s, and 1930s showing not preventative studies, but treatments of breast cancer with selenium that were published in medical journals that showed success. So it's been ignored for that long, and that's the reason for the title of my book, selenium, one cancer answer, 100 years and counting, because the first such report was in 1911, before they ever talked about it as a preventative. And, you know, I've documented terminal breast cancer cases that I still talk to them all the time. They're cancer-free. Did they cut their breasts off? No. They took 1,000 micrograms a day of whole food selenium and a few other whole food nutrients to assist that. I have ovarian cancers, more than one. One woman almost 10 years ago, the doctors gave her no hope. And within less than a year, they told her that she was cancer-free. And even she was stunned because she was in the health profession. She said, they talk about remission. And so she asked him, did you say cured? And he said, there's no cancer we can find in your body. And I still see her all the time, utilizing grown, cultured, 100% whole food selenium, you know, and chromium and silicon and Kangist tea. If you, you know, get the book, you can get the whole protocol and how much of which ones to take.
By the way, I want to also reference, again, Chris's contributions to Unlock the Power to Heal, where we were able to include some of this. And I do list the adjunctive therapies, including what you've mentioned, not only selenium, chromium, silicon, but even the Kangist, different things that we found to be very successful. Now, a concern that you're going to hear, and you've heard it before so many times, Chris, you've even spoken at the Cancer Control Society and really educated, or as we say in the South, edumacated the medical doctors there about the role of selenium, because there is a concern based on certain studies to say too much selenium can also be problematic, right? The selenium toxicity issue. But they don't delineate between the forms of selenium, once again, like we did last hour with the forms of chromium. I'd like for you to go through that distinction, because you're talking upwards of 1,000 micrograms or more, and for the new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that can be pretty freaky to hear those numbers.
Well, if you're taking 1,000 micrograms of sodium selenite, the most common form in the marketplace because it's cheap, you could run into some toxicity issues. But even then, it's exaggerated, because if you look at the toxic effects of selenium, even if you take the wrong form, it's hair falling out, mild nausea, upset stomach. How many people do you know, Robert, who've ever been to the emergency room because their hair was falling out or they had mild nausea or even an upset stomach? They're mild if you get too much of the wrong form. But when you take a whole foods selenium, the amount you can take, not only does the body use it better, but there's less toxicity, which almost boggles the mind. Well, if you're using it better, shouldn't it be more toxic? No, because the reason for toxicity is because your body's not able to utilize it as well, so you have more storing up unused. So when you get, there's a study in 96 out of JAMA that showed the greatest cancer reduction in the history of the world, and it hasn't been topped since then. No drug, no medical procedure, no vitamin, mineral, amino acid, or any other nutrient has ever approached the levels of cancer reduction as selenium. And that study utilized a whole food grown cultured form. So it caused a bit of an uproar. So the government's response to the National Cancer Institute was to duplicate the study. Well, that's what they said. Mm-hmm. But what they actually did was swapped out whole food selenium for selenomethionine, the lowest antioxidant form of selenium. And it's the antioxidant activity of selenium that makes all the difference in the world with cancer. So I predicted in 2002 they're not going to get any results. And sure enough, they stopped the study early, about 2009, because they said they weren't getting any results. Well, this year, Penn State University did a comparative study on oxidative reduction capacity for selenium forms, and they documented that selenomethionine has almost no activity for what we're going to use to fight cancer, but that the whole food variety grown selenium had a very high potential. So it took 12 years for Penn State to run a study that demonstrated what I told everybody 12 years ago, and I submit the government knew that, because they said they were duplicating the study but they didn't. They used a form that could not work to prove that selenium won't work. And that's what you'll see cited even in the nutrition community. When you read articles, if they mention selenium might be helpful, they'll bring up the CLEX study and say, but this study didn't show any use. Well, of course not. You used the wrong form.
Yeah. Well, and the form matters. It always has. The question is, you know, is there a nefarious scheme or agenda afoot to prevent people to realize how much power they have in preventing and reversing cancer via inexpensive nutritional supplementation that is actually food grown?
Well, I often speak of the sad, sullen saga of selenium slander because I actually have the documentation to show, just one for instance. The FDA rigged a study back in the early 40s of what they called a seleniferous diet that caused tumors in livers. So they said selenium might cause cancer. Well, first of all, there were no cancerous tumors amongst the tumors in these lab animals. But more importantly, they used selenium dihydride, which is the only legitimately actually worthless nutritionally but highly toxic form of selenium. So what they called a seleniferous diet was a diet that they added a pesticide that contained selenium dihydride.
Wow.
Well, in the 1970s, the FDA actually issued an apology in two different years on two different occasions in the Federal Register, noting that that study was not a valid study. And yet today people still cite selenium as dangerous, citing the 1940 study that was a bogus study when it was done and that the FDA has even admitted is not valid more than 40 years ago. So that's just one example of, I could spend more than a two-hour broadcast covering these examples. Yes, it's an organized campaign against selenium.
All right, well, Chris is with us for the entire hour. It's our 10-year anniversary special since he connected with the program back in 2004 when we had Professor Peter Duesberg on talking about the scam of HIV causing AIDS. And we're going to talk about other scams as well. There's studies about children, the ones that were, let's say, premature. They have an immune system, really? But what is the intent of the study? I am going to speculate it's not for good purposes. We'll get to that. Also, the ethics of Ebola vaccines, that's kind of an oxymoron. Ebola vaccine ethics, really? We'll get there, too. Also, is beer good for your brain? And is there a bar just for pregnant women? Lots more healing to go. Call us now, 866-939-2355. RobertScoutBell.com for all of the links to get you where you need to go to get well, including Chris Barr at notadoc.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing lending press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talk apples and oranges here. But we talk about apples and oranges. They happen to not to be GMO. They happen not to be loaded with pesticides. But when we talk about apples and oranges, right, they talk about distinctions. We bring up the germ theory, and we, you know, we would say, hey, germs don't cause disease. They're a result of disease. Why? We refer to Antoine Béchamp, particularly the law of the terrain, Claude Bernard, the historical figures, the real heroes, the real intelligence out there that we in America do not learn. In the medical schools, they don't teach. And here's another classic example of that, as we got Chris Barr continuing on with us now. TB babies. There's a story about tuberculosis exposure in a hospital, and five babies have tested positive for tuberculosis, but there are no active cases. Now, why would that be? You know, I thought germs cause disease all the time, right? You get sneezed on, you're going to get sick and die. That's the argument why they want you to vaccinate babies. Well, it turns out TB is not an easy infection to, quote-unquote, acquire, as they like to say. As I've argued for years here, it's something you create. It's a disease of abject poverty, the consumption, they call it. When you've got nothing in your body left to protect you from the scourge of the so-called infectious disease world. You would not expect babies to succumb unless they, too, are being born diseased of parents that are weakened and sick. But then again, how did they even go to term? These are questions not asked by the modern medical establishment. Chris, am I on the right track here?
No, yeah, absolutely. Just keep shooting straight. Since they're in a healthy state, they're mm-hmm. not susceptible to, as you noted, they say, not an easy-to-acquire condition.
Yeah, and if we take it to that next level, there's a healthfinder.gov story that says preemies may have stronger immune systems than suspected. I say that's an intriguing statement. Preemies may have stronger immune systems, but what is this all about? And the researchers analyzed blood samples collected from 28 very premature babies, according to what they're saying, in the first weeks of life, and they found out that their T cells, their immune system T cells, could trigger an inflammatory response to bacteria. Now, I'm concerned about this study because I kind of know when they kind of reveal things like this, Their goal is to now say, see, now we can intervene because we have proof that their immune systems are there, so let's inject stuff to hyperstimulate immunity. Of course, that means more vaccines.
Yep, that's exactly where they're going with that. And what's the last article, the last line of the article say, Robert?
Yeah, exactly. And Superdon pointed this out off the air. It's like, because I hadn't even read to it, and I predicted this. And they said, the T-cell activity in newborns could offer a target for developing new treatments to boost premature babies' immune systems to help protect them from potentially life-threatening infections. But what does it mean to boost it? I mean, they think that you can inject toxic poisons and elicit some antibody response, and that's boosting immunity. That's weakening immunity. That's intoxicating these poor little innocent children.
Yes, that's a very good word for it, intoxicating them with toxins.
But again, that's why we say the apples and oranges. When we talk about a paradigm, who often defines the terms, as Liam Sheff likes to say, define your terms in these arguments. When we talk about the germ theory versus the law of the terrain, what really is in operation on planet Earth? Of course, the fiction that many humans that have been relegated to subhuman status because they don't understand their divinity and they pay no attention to creation and the laws of creation, will say, yes, we can corrupt and intoxicate and pollute in order to save these children. And it's a deranged, lunatic view of the world, in my opinion.
Well, no disagreements here. You know, we've been fighting this battle now Basham's been dead for more than 100 years, and he's still ignored, even though all the medical journals of his day noted his passing by saying, when his work comes to light, mankind will be benefited greatly. And mankind is still in the dark, so yeah, they're still running around looking for ways to vaccinate premature children and not figuring out that the germ doesn't cause a disease. The host determines whether they're susceptible to that germ or not.
Yeah, and I think that if we talk about, and I don't like to always use battle and warfare terms, but it's the way people in the human species tend to understand things. Because when you look at the law of the terrain, you don't even have to go to battle. Now you're so strong that nobody would be stupid enough to attack you. Again, that's the concept that's good of why we do need a good, let's say, national defense. There's nothing unconstitutional about that. But when we exhaust our immune system by attacking things or being present all over planet Earth, we can't continue to be strong in that way. We deplete our resources, much the way the immune system would deplete its resources, always being in a permanent state of war.
Yes, when we should be restoring the necessary items, i.e. nutrition, so that the body can do its normal functioning. It's not functioning because it's not receiving its nourishment. It doesn't have a deficiency of vaccines and antibiotics. It has a deficiency of nutrition.
Exactly. And we'll talk more about that in the realm of Ebola and what that really is versus what the medical authorities, the priestcraft and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, are claiming as they're looking to rush another vaccine into acceptance. Will you comply? Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back after this with more of Chris Barr.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
G
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's Scott, a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The home of the law of the terrain in broadcast media right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or wherever Chris Barr is. He's Not a Doc. Check it out, notadoc.org. We've got it linked up in the show notes at Robert Scott Bell, including a great interview that was conducted by our friend Greg Ciola some years ago that's on News with Views about these nutrients, particularly the mineral chromium in that article. But we've covered that already. We may go some more into that. We were just discussing the TB issue with these children And Superdon once again points out something in the article I overlooked in that short segment. But of the five that were supposedly exposed to this TB that tested positive, all five are going to be offered treatment. What would that be? Can you say vitamin A? No, not the A you're familiar with, but the antibiotic A. And he said all five will be offered treatment, although the statement said that four of the children had been vaccinated in the past, meaning that their results could be false positives. So what is this line that they want us to believe about antibodies, testing positive for something? Does it mean you're going to die, or does it mean you're going to live? What does it indicate if they can actually measure a titer and say, hey, you've been exposed? What does it really mean? Now, Chris, this is something you've referenced and written and discussed over the years as well, how they utilize the antibody conveniently for whatever agenda they have, usually to induce either vaccines or more vaccines or antibiotic chemotherapeutic drugs.
Yes, exactly. And just because an antibody shows up doesn't mean that you have a particular disease. It means the body's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And again, trying to justify the existence of a condition because an antibody exists, it could mean very well the opposite. And in fact, usually does. That threat has been eliminated by that antibody. So why are you trying to treat something that's no longer there? Again, fear being a primary tool. If you have an antibody, you have this disease, you better get this treatment or you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, of course, the positive thing that they try to sell you at the same time, it's a sleight of hand razzle-dazzle, is that if we vaccinate you and if you then have an antibody, you're going to live, which, again, was the nonsense about the whole HIV issue back in the 80s, 90s to today that they still like to claim. Of course, every test is a false test because there is not a specific antibody test for what they call HIV. But again, here they can't have it both ways. They'd like to, and they distract you enough that most people still believe it. But here you can have a positive titer, and it means you're going to live if it's the vaccine. But if it's not, we're going to give you treatment because it might mean you're going to die. It's like I said, it is so not what they call scientific, but they always like to yell at us and say, we're not very scientific.
Yeah, I guess that's again one of their regular fallback positions is that they're claiming a high moral ground. It's another case of the emperor wearing no clothes. They're clearly naked, but people believe that they're wearing the finest clothing because that's what they're told. But if they'd open up their eyes and look like the little boy, they'd say, wait a minute, that doesn't even make sense.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is a great concern because this germ theory leads people into chemical or pharmaceutical slavery. It literally creates the diseases they're claiming to prevent, or 10 other diseases that they don't want you to know about being caused by their interventions, either prophylactically or after the fact. Now, we talked about the mysterious paralysis in Colorado when I opened the show today, how I will argue it's a toxicological vaccine-induced paralysis, not the enterovirus, which only occurred in, I think, 4 out of the 9 cases where they claim to have found it. Of course, if it's in 4 out of 9, how is it the cause of the paralysis? The same way Liam Sheff brought up and many other historians in this regard that are willing to look honestly about this, how that polio, the supposed polio viruses, causes paralysis in everybody that gets it, except for 99.8% of the people that get it. It's like, but it's the cause, right? It's absurd. And now on the Ebola thing, there's supposedly a virus that is just now a super villain coming out of Liberia, Sierra Leone, Uganda, wherever else it's been, and it's going to get you here in America. And there's nothing you can do about it unless the white lab-coated technicians of this cult of pseudoscience come down sweeping with their syringes filled with unknown toxic poisons to protect you. I mean, this is the sacrament of that church. They sacrifice kids and adults now on this altar, injecting you with the pretend that now you're going to be protected, even though they admit their vaccines don't work 100% of the time. And when they fail, they try to blame those who will not subject themselves or their children to toxic poison injections. I tell you, the more I speak, Chris, the more I think we really do live on an insane planet.
Yeah, it's just an endless shell game of which shell is the pea under. Well, it's not under any of them. And they keep moving them around. So look at this one, look at this one, look at this one. Well, there isn't any answer there. So no matter how many times I tell you, the answer is right here.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the fear-mongering, what does it do? It's attempting, and it has been successful over the decades and last few generations for sure. The medical-industrial complex, of course, they have a complicit mainstream media, but they're busy with their pronouncements, softening resistance for what I believe to be another experimental vaccine that'll be Ebola-inspired, and they want to unleash it on the people of planet Earth. The question is, will you comply? Because it isn't about necessarily winning. I don't know, can we win the popular vote here? Because too many people love to be led by leaders who are corrupt. They feel better. I don't have to take responsibility. So they're always going to be led into slavery unless you wake up and you do so individually, not as a group. The question is, will you comply? Will you withdraw your consent, as many parents are doing, unfortunately, after their children have been injured or even killed by these vaccines?
Yes, in the case of Ebola, this exact same strain was examined and published in 1995, kind of as an afterthought. It wasn't really a big deal because hardly anybody had it. Well, it's the same exact strain that now they're saying is going to, you know, kill the whole world. I think I heard millions in America was talked about by one news report, potentially at risk. Well, this 1995 published medical journal article noted that the whole key to Ebola is selenium deficiency. And they showed that through the biochemical pathways of how Ebola kills, that it depends upon if there's not selenium there, that the Ebola kills, and that every single place where there were outbreaks were noted, both the individuals that died had low selenium levels, and they were in areas noted for having low selenium in their soils and their crops. So almost 20 years ago, we already had the answer, but nobody really cared, so they didn't pay attention. Well, go dig the study up, folks. It's still there. The facts are still the same, and this is the same strain of Ebola now as was examined in 95. Get your selenium levels. So there might even be something to people in America being at risk because their selenium levels are at catastrophic lows and have been for decades and getting worse. So maybe there is some risk, but it's not because Ebola's, you know, something to be afraid of. It's because not nourishing yourself with wholesome foods and not having selenium in your system is something that you should be concerned about, not this or any other virus that they might scare you with. Even Luc Montagnier, who received the Nobel Prize for the fraud that HIV causes AIDS, admitted in an interview in a documentary that selenium would vanquish that particular virus. Mm. You know, he named selenium right out.
Yes, in fact, yeah, it's extraordinary that he acknowledged that. Of course, then they started calling him loony. They said, oh, he's just off the reservation now. We can't pay attention to that. And Chris, talk about cellular function regulation down to the very genetic level and how it depends also on this selenium. Because if we see this cellular dysregulation to the point you're bleeding out of your eyes, I mean, that could happen simply by a lack of certain minerals that are necessary for proper function and integrity.
Well, silicon maintains the integrity of the blood vessels, and that's one of the lowest items most removed from the food supplies of what most Americans most commonly consume, according to the U.S. government in 2010. Okay? And so when you don't have the structural integrity, it's more susceptible to damage. And what protects against the damage? Selenium. So you don't have what's necessary to maintain the integrity of the blood vessels. The silicon is lacking. So now you're more susceptible to attack, for which selenium would help to protect you, but that's lacking. You know, so yes, you're having, you know, bleeding coming about as a result of improper nutrition and a breakdown at the cellular level of both the integrity of the blood vessels and the protective mechanisms if the integrity is breached. So you got a double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. But again, it's not as profitable. What we're talking about, you can reverse for pennies on the proverbial dollar. Maybe fractions of pennies compared to what they're going to invest in taxpayer money, stealing from the people of planet Earth to poison them with vaccines and drugs that are completely unnecessary when you recognize, as Chris does, as I do what we do here, that you can restore integrity to the terrain, to the function, to the structure. And in that way, even in the Ebola zones, you do not succumb to Ebola. Now, again, that brings up some of the questions and objections, Chris. They say, well, how do you explain that the doctors are succumbing there? Well, as John Rappaport wrote about, these doctors are put in like hazmat rubber suits. Those rubber suits are filled with chlorine-rich water, and the vapors coming off of that are being inhaled. They're drinking chlorine, disinfected water. They're wiping out their immune system with that. And it's a wonder that they don't succumb to anything, much less what's happening in that part of the world. So in the name of purifying the water, they're actually purifying their own gut to the point where there's no immunity left in these so-called healthcare workers.
And again, those healthcare workers are Americans who are grossly deficient in selenium. You know, so you still have the same issue. They're dealing with a subculture in Africa, selenium deficient, and doctors who are themselves selenium deficient from America, it shouldn't be surprising that they get infected when you have the compromised immune system from all the chlorine adjuvants that are higher there because of the subculture that is there in Africa. You know, so yeah, you have the chlorine issue making them more susceptible, exposing their selenium deficiency even more so.
Exactly. Well, we've got lots of questions. We've got lots of answers. Some of the answers are, well, coming next, because we've got to find out where do we get the stuff Chris Barr talks about. We'll reveal that as well. Also, is beer good for your brain? And is there really a bar for pregnant women? And if so, what are they serving those ladies? We got to find out. Come on down to robertscottbell.com. Click on the links, the banners there. They are what makes this show possible 6 days a week. The voice, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer.
at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What gets you drunker, quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
My belly up here.
Beer.
I could not refuse it.
Beer.
I could really use it.
Beer.
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 Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer.
Oh, my gosh. What has become of the Robert Scott Bell Show? Thank you for that, Super Don. Yes, we do have a beer story. And I will admit, and Chris, you know, I grew up in the South, even though I'm from the North. And we drank a lot of beer growing up. Not when I was two, but I think after bar mitzvah, I was like, okay. But
just when you were three?
13.
Dude,
no, I don't know. But, like I said, the controversy of beer, you know, I think there was a time in the past where beer was the only thing safe to drink because the water was so polluted. But some people claim there were health benefits to beer. And there's a new study now that says, there's some kind of thing I could hardly pronounce here in beer that may be good for memory and brain. They call it xanthohumol. I'm not sure, but evidently they're saying it has a good effect on young mice. So are we to now argue for beer and bars for children? I don't think that's what we're saying, is it?
I would love to see the test, the study here on all the drunk mice. How can you tell if a mice is having cognitive improvement because they're drinking beer? How did you get the little mugs, for the mice? I don't know. I don't get it.
The mice mugs. Unbelievable what's going on here. So anyway, I don't know if you have an opinion on that, Chris. I just have to ask because it's a story I don't know.
Well, listen, Chris, here's something you need to know. Here's an important detail. The dose that they gave the mice was really high, so high that if you were in this study, you'd actually have to drink 2,000 liters of beer a day to equal what the mice consumed.
That's amazing. that in itself answers the whole, that's ridiculous.
I think that the study, let's say authors, probably drank that much to come up with the conclusion. All right. Switching from beer again. And by the way, I'll admit, I do drink non-alcoholic beer from Germany that's supposedly produced under the purity laws of like 1516 or 1506 or something. So hopefully there's no GMOs in it. But
if you search hard enough, there's some really good organic non-GMO beer out there.
It's true. There is. I don't drink it to get drunk. I like the flavor, but that's just me. Now, moving on to women who happen to be pregnant. Do you know there's evidently a bar in New York City, the first self-proclaimed bar for women who are pregnant? Gestations.
Nice.
Gestations. Fifth Avenue and Avenue A claims all you mothers should come and check out our trimester specials and our nine-month happy hour because now you're drinking for two. Obviously, a lot of people are outraged, but it turns out they haven't even applied for a liquor license. And it looks like they're going to be serving milk and juice. And Chris, what should they be taking with their milk or juice to make sure that their babies are developing healthily?
They should be getting 100 micrograms of chromium no less than 4 times a day. Chromium maintains genetic integrity. Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder found the age when chromium disappears in Americans is the age of 40. What's the age when birth defects dramatically increase in women? At the age of 40, when their chromium is dropped. What's the secondary group of pregnant women who have birth defects? Those that have gestational diabetes. That's a chromium deficiency. Yes, indeed, the primary cause of birth defects in virtually every case is a gross deficiency of chromium, so there's not a maintenance of genetic integrity.
Right. And the best way to get the right form of chromium, as far as I know, you can go to health food stores if they carry the right form, but we know that Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com does have it, the right form of selenium, chromium, silicon, also the can gest, and so many other things we like here. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And you can even get Chris's booklets there as well on the books on selenium and chromium, which I highly recommend. And we've included some of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal. Hey, real quick, Super Don, where am I going to be when? I think I'm going to be out in Seattle soon.
Yeah, I looked it up, and we are looking at October 9th at Marlene's Market and Deli. This is over on Gateway Center Boulevard in Federal Way. So October 9th is when you can go and see Robert Scott Bell working his magic up on the stage.
And I plan to be broadcasting live from there in the afternoon. It'll be 4 to 6 drive time in the Pacific time zone, as we are 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time weekdays. And, of course, the lecture, free. And, of course, they've got good organic food at their deli there, so that'll be awesome, too. Chris, we're out of time, my friend. What a 10-year anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary, and thanks for getting the good word out.
Thanks for all you do to help us do that. We really appreciate you here. I hope you know that. And appreciate all y'all out there listening. Please, you want to give the gift of healing, tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. Pick up the books we talk about, the supplements that you can link through here at robertscottbell.com. Of course, robertswater.com, a great place to go as well. Until tomorrow in Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.